The Supreme Court is back in session tomorrow. Cases on the docket involve medical marijuana and discrimination in school sports. Court officials say Chief Justice William Rehnquist will not be present. He's being treated for thyroid cancer. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joined me to talk about the coming court session and the Chief Justice.
He's having chemotherapy and radiation. This is obviously very serious, big-time cancer treatment for a very serious form of cancer. The next time that I think he most likely would want to be at the court is there's a Christmas party on December 17th, and he's always taken an enormous interest in it, organized the singing of Christmas carols, everything, the decorations, and I'm sure he'd like to be there, and if he can be, he will.
And do we know any more about the Bush administration's plans when and if Chief Justice Rehnquist resigns?
Well, they've known that this was a possibility for the first 4 years of the administration. I think at some point they expected the chief to retire earlier than he did. So they've got a list. We all know who's on their lists. None of them are household names. They're all very conservative judges or personalities, legal personalities, and the only question that remains is how conservative are they going to go? Because here we're talking about conservative from Y to Z. We're not talking about from A to Z, but from Y to Z, and whether the Democrats are really prepared at this point for a flat-out, full-throttle fight for a position in which a conservative will be replacing a conservative. Having said that, though, let me note that Chief Justice Rehnquist was on the majority side in the enemy combatant case, the big enemy combatant case this year, when the court ruled 8-1 against the administration.
Let's talk a bit now about some of the cases coming up this week. Medical marijuana.
Well, the medical marijuana case is really very interesting. There are 10 states now that have legalized the medical use of marijuana. This case comes from California, and the federal government is contending that it can prosecute sick people for using marijuana on a doctor's advice in those states where the medical use of marijuana is legal, a state like California. And in fact, there was a standoff at one point between sheriff's deputies who claimed that a patient had a right to grow her own marijuana and the federal government, which claimed it had the right to seize the plants. So the patients went to court and said, dear Court of Appeals, they're not allowed to prosecute us under the Constitution because there's no interstate commerce, there's no profit, there's no national economy involved here, there's just sick us. And the appeals court agreed. The administration appealed to the United States Supreme Court, which will hear the case tomorrow.
And there's another case on sex discrimination involving a basketball coach?
Yes. Title IX of the federal civil rights laws bars discrimination based on gender in public education. And the question in this case is whether a coach who complained about alleged discrimination against the girls' basketball team in Birmingham, Alabama, a high school in Birmingham, Alabama, and was fired, whether he has a suit for a retaliation. And the school says, and the Court of Appeals agreed, that he doesn't, that if you're an indirect victim by reporting it, you can't sue. Well, Coach Roderick Jackson and the federal government, the Bush administration, disagree with that and say there wouldn't be any reports if you couldn't protect people from retaliation.
All right. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.